Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of my day. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, J. Eduardo Campos. Not a new friend for long, though, folks. We're going to get him back again. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's a co-author, along with his wife, Erica, of the book From Problem Solving to Solution Design, Turning Ideas into Action, embeddedknowledge.com, also eecompost.com for the book. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So check those out, folks. Eduardo, what are some of the things that we need to be looking for now? We've been working hard here on the show to help our audience understand that the bad guys, the cyber bad guys, are coming down market. They're increasingly designing attacks, automated attacks on small businesses through phishing, through the different ways of ransomware and all that sort of thing. What are you seeing out there? Anything new that we need to be paying attention to?
You know, the new techniques are going to, the criminals use are going to be there every day. But if you go to the root cause of those techniques, it's people. So mm-hmm. they're trying to trick you, to trick me, into clicking on a link, on downloading something that appears to be safe, and boom.
They're getting better at it, aren't they? I mean, they continue to improve and to refine their sinister messages. Because Eduardo, I mean, look, I consider myself to be a pro at this. All the work that I've done, all the things that I've talked about with people like you on the show over the last 20 years, and yet there are times when I actually see things that are compelling for me to click on.
No, me too. It happens to everybody. You just be when you are trained and you are trained to be aware, you are taught to be aware, then you are going to step back, think twice before taking action. Because
yeah.
it's always on a Friday evening, urgent, you have to take this step because if you don't do this, something bad is going to happen. You are going to lose your insurance or your company is going to get a fine from IRS. And then you have the robocalls asking you to do the same.
Yeah.
So our recommendation is don't do anything before taking two steps back, breathing, and then really checking, is this for real?
Right.
If someone is calling and impersonating
Even if it's from someone you know, there's a good
yeah.
chance that they've been hacked, and you're getting this in from the bad guy sending it out to you. And now you're about to get out, you know. And this ransomware thing, you're talking about training employees. Small municipalities around the country. There was one in Florida recently that had to pay $600,000 in ransomware because one of their employees allowed a phishing episode. They clicked on a link and they got ransomware in their system, and they had to pay $600,000 just to get their system back.
Exactly, and we are addressing the wrong causes. We need to address the root cause. What is the root cause? Employees and users, regular people, are not being trained. People tend to say, oh, because those municipalities are using old software, old systems. Yes, that's part of the problem. But and they keep, or IT people keep blaming the end user, saying the weakest link is people. No, I say, the best link is people, because
mm-hmm.
if you train them, if you get there on their side, they will be your allies, and they will be your ears and eyes in the front line, and they will help you spot the criminals. But if you have the best technology in the world, but if people are not prepared, you have a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the challenge because almost everyone in an office today has access to the internet and an email account. And they get all this stuff in, and you've got to tell people, you've got to train your folks that they could literally be, you know, Eduardo, every day a small business goes out of business because they got hacked in America.
Yes. And in my work, my daily work, I work with small business owners, mm-hmm. and they are afraid. And I tell them, don't be afraid of technology. Your cell phone is more powerful than a computer that sent astronauts to the moon
right.
in 1969.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Hey, Eduardo, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. The book is called From Problem Solving to Solution Design. Thank you, Eduardo. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.